Well, it's revenue that comes at too high of a cost. For every dollar of revenue that they might get from gambling, it will cost $3 for social costs, criminal justice, and regulatory costs. So the price is too high. And when you make gambling more accessible and easier for people, more people will begin to gamble and get into trouble.
And what are lawmakers saying to you? Are there lawmakers who have reservations about expanding gambling, or are they hearing from voters who have those reservations?
The problem when you get towards the end of the year is all the backroom deals that are being struck up, and many legislators who had been opposed to gambling for many years voted for video gambling. And once they made that vote, it became easier for them to vote for more gambling. So that has been a real problem the past few years, that in the past where gambling wouldn't even get a vote, now they're passing the legislation. So it's a very big concern for the people of Illinois, and we would ask people to contact their legislators because they need to hear from voters, especially in an election year.
When you look at the gambling expansion bill that's in the General Assembly now, are there parts of it that you find more repellent than others? Or if you had to make a deal of your own, are there parts that you really want to get rid of?
It's all bad. Senate Bill 1849 would create 11 new casinos. That's more than double what we have in Illinois. One would be a city-owned casino in Chicago, over twice the size of the casinos we have now. There's also another bill that Senate President Cullerton introduced, House Bill 4148, that would legalize internet gambling. And that could have poker and keno and casino games on it, scratch-off tickets, not only for gamblers in Illinois, but worldwide. So every year they have more gambling. It creates huge expansions. And if you look at the record, Illinois has more gambling now than they've ever had, yet the state is still broke. So it's not helping. It's not doing what they said it would do, like the lottery was for education. Yet when they passed the internet lottery bill, they froze the amount of money to education, and anything over that is going to go to capital construction. So who knows what they're going to do with the money. Anytime they get a big pot of money, it goes for other things. So the public has been deceived in the past, and just because they think there's going to be more money doesn't mean it's going to help the people of Illinois.
What are your hopes in this session on these measures, the gambling expansion bill and Mr. Cullerton's call for internet gambling managed by the state?
Our hopes are that people would flood the legislature with phone calls, tell them enough is enough, and that lawmakers would get down to the business that they need to address and not use gambling as a distraction.
Are you optimistic?
We are prayerful. You never know toward the last few weeks of the session what's going to happen. That's why I say we ask for phone calls and prayer for the legislators and the governor.